with me experiencing being a transformation coach, I've discovered that people really want to be better. And a lot of times people are not shown the way, but they're thrown into the way. Of any sorts, we have to meet people right there, right where they are. That's the only way we'll be able to really push for effective change. We really want to be better, and we gotta help each other get there, y'all.
Because the world needs to see it.
Welcome to another episode of Brain Bridging Humans. It's the place where the people get to hear you and the world get to see it. What's up, Bridgers? What's up, y'all? Hope everybody is good. Everybody is well. I'm so excited about this episode. I'm so excited to be here with my guys. These are my boys. These are my people. This episode, I think out of all the episodes I've done, I've been asking y'all this all night, but this is like, I'm almost like the most nervous I've been, because I think this will show like parts of me and sides of me that a lot of people don't get to see. Mm-hmm. And so I wouldn't rather do it with any other guys than sit here with y'all, because you two mean so much to me. And a couple weeks ago, you know, I had y'all mamas on here, you know, we did our thing. We had great episodes. I really wanted to bring you guys on just to kind of do a follow-up episode, because I had y'all mamas on, and it was so good. It was so great. And people really don't know. They see us operate, and they see how we are in the public without like being loud. They just kind of see us just kind of operating. But this episode, I really kind of want to dig into some of the nuance. Not too much, but a little bit of y'all stories a little bit. But if you have not already, please like and subscribe. The only way this podcast grow, the only way this podcast will be successful, if you share this with somebody, if you like it, and if you subscribe, y'all. And I'm on episode 2, and I think I shared with both of y'all mothers. I literally did not want to do an episode if it did not make me a little nervous, a little tense. I didn't want to do an episode if it didn't make me do that, because there's so many podcasts out here, you know, and you only have people's attention for so long, and I want to grab people's attention because I know I have something to say. So, yeah, I'm here. You know, I know y'all can't see it. I got my guy in the background. You know, listen, I got lights. I got stuff. We doing it today. Okay. No, we doing it today. But this episode is called Boys Like Us, Unapologetically Us. And y'all, whether y'all know it or not, both of y'all mamas, like, their episode got the most views on YouTube that I have gotten, like, my entire podcast, like the most views. And so it was big, and I got the most calls, people calling me, people texting me, letting me know, man, Raymond, like, if I just had a mama like that, if I just had a mama who love me, a mama who will love me for all of who I am. Like, bro, like, that's like, that was everything. So I've got a whole lot of response out there, podcast. So this is like a follow-up. This is a follow-up to those two. I split it up into two, so it can be two episodes. But we here, and before I talk to my boys, this is called Unapologetically Me. And so I'm asking for, and I'm just setting the preface, I'm asking for a level of vulnerability that you'll see in me, you'll see in my guys. Listen, if anybody wanna come for them, you gotta. Okay. First of all, I'm gonna tell y'all gotta answer to me, but y'all gotta get through two pit bulls with just their mamas. y'all gotta get to them mamas first. Then y'all gotta get to me, you know. But and I say that jokingly, but I'm saying for real. I know that the followers, the people that's watching, you are bridges. You are people who with minds open enough to see us have this kind of conversation. So I'm so happy. But I always let my guests introduce themselves. So there you go.
First.
So just let the people know who you are.
Okay.
Let the people know who you are.
Well, my name is Jeremiah. I'm 26 years old. I am a singer-songwriter, intro decoder. I am born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee. Been here all my life. Love it here, but definitely plan to expand. I am, you know, one of the fun guys in life, very easy, outspoken. Like, you'll get to know me throughout this evening. You'll see. You'll see. But, yeah, that's me.
Cool. Well, all right. You good. It picks up the sound, so you good.
My name is AJ. I'm 22. From Memphis. Want to definitely expand out of Memphis at some point. And yeah, I'm really to myself, so this is it's a lot.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah. And I listen. AJ is so introvert. Jared is extrovert like me. But I'm so happy that you decided to come. And I don't take it lightly because I know you trust me, and I know you trust who I am. But I know this takes a lot. It takes a lot, but I'm so happy. So you here and you on the ride with us. We got you. You know, I want you to be comfortable. You know. So yeah, we good. But so I entitled this episode "Boys Like Us" because as I told y'all before we turned the cameras on, y'all represent like new age. Y'all represent like today. Young men who are unapologetically you. You don't mind being honest, I want to say that. So many men my age, we grew up in dishonesty. We grew up not being, and I know dishonesty could be argumentative, so I would say we grew up not being as forthcoming with who we were, and we did a whole lot to kind of fit in, and we did a whole lot to kind of, you know, be a part of the crowd and just to make sure that we fit. And a lot of it was for safety reasons. A lot of it was because we didn't want people to dog us out. A lot of it was because we wanted spaces in ministry. A lot of it was because we wanted our family to love us. And so I think we're transforming from that time to today. And again, like I told y'all before we turned the camera on, like the way you live your life, shout out to your mothers, Kenyatta, Katrina, shout out to y'all mamas. Like,
And even
AJ, I know, and your mama, she talked about some of the like struggles for her. And it was so funny because she was like, you know, right, man, I can't, you asked you to mentor my son, and I didn't even know. we talked about that, but we did kind of land on that was a God thing. It was a God thing. God knew what you needed, and He knew what I needed. He knew what your mom needed. So it was divine. It was divine to me. But I want to kind of speak to just for a few minutes y'all lives a little bit for real, and I want y'all to kind of, because I know y'all are y'all, right? If y'all can just kind of talk about or tell me about like living your life growing up with a supportive family and like from a young age, what that looked like from like teen years to like your early 20s where you are, what that looked like to have a supportive family.
Should I go first?
It don't matter.
Well, for me, I would say it was very amazing to have a mom that she knew how to see things and click well with things that I didn't understand. And so I remember when I was, I want to say I was 12. God rest her soul. My grandmother had told me, she said she found out that I was gay because God gave it to her in a dream.
Okay.
And so that immediately scared me because I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. How you know, girl? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It kind of, it was a little traumatizing. I was like, oh, this must not be the right thing, you know? Mm-hmm. So I told my mom about it. She was like, you know, you don't have to go back over there or put yourself in situations you don't have to be in if you mm-hmm. don't want to be in those situations. Mm-hmm. But in reality, she was telling me, I see you and I hear you. I didn't like that.
Right.
And so after that, I think I had like a official like coming out with her, with my, her and my dad. I want to say I was like 15, 16. And I was still fairly young, but it was her immediate, it's going to be okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with you. Like, you're still my son. There's absolutely nothing wrong with liking who you like and, you know, all these things. And I was so nervous to come to terms with that because I didn't know who I was at that time.
This is your grandma or you?
This is my mom.
Your mom, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
And so I will say, past coming out, I feel like my mom and I have gotten closer. Because, you know, mothers know all, so
they already know. All the time.
And it's funny because one of my friends asked me the same question the other day. He was like, when did you know that you were, you know, gay? You know, no disrespect or anything like that, but, you know, I told him. And, but like I told him, I always knew. At one point I thought I liked women, but at the same time, I just always knew.
Yeah.
And I feel like because I was comfortable enough around like my friends at school and friends that I would make, you know, outside of school or just how I carried myself, I felt like I always knew what I liked. And my mom, I have my mom to thank for that because she's always been like, you don't have to conform to what society tries to make you,
right.
you know, be like, yeah. if you like men, it doesn't matter if you're flamboyant, if you're trade or, you know, yeah. like,
what
you know, man, what you know, they don't know, man, I don't know. But for real, like, you don't have to be anything but yourself.
Yes.
You know? And yes. So I feel like ever since then, I've been so grateful to have her because if anybody, I know my mama gonna love me before anybody else.
Yeah.
Just because I'm her son. And with the plus, you know, I'm gay. And I don't have a ounce of thought or regret or any subconsciousness of feeling like, ooh, that's gross or, you know, internal homophobia because I feel like...
So, did you ever feel like that?
At one point, I did.
Okay.
Because the friends that I made along the way, you know, when we're growing up as kids, it's like, ugh, you gay? Like, ugh, you gay? Yeah. They tease you, you know, do yeah. things. And I went to private school. That's what they did. Mm-hmm. Sadly enough, but that's what they did. And I feel like, because my mom had instilled in me already, like, it doesn't matter who you are, what you like, what you don't like, as long as it's not nothing crazy, like,
yeah.
you know, anything like that, you're fine. I felt like I was okay from jump.
Wow.
I just had to find myself.
Wow, you had to find
yourself. I just had to find myself.
Wow, what about you? Well, jump in.
I know, right. I got, like, so intense. So I was like, wait.
I know, right? All right.
I will always try to be there for my friends when they would tell me certain mm-hmm. things. Like, I have a friend who, she tried to come out to her mom, and her mom was like, your grandma rolling in the grave, hearing that, like, just, and that's, the list is way more. And I just, like, I used to always go to my mom about it because it would be, we were so young and I didn't know what to do. Because the household I grew up in, everybody was just, spot on.
So yeah.
Like, I came out to my sister first, and I think I was in 9th grade, maybe. But I think everybody already,
Everybody already. Yeah.
I remember I text like my friend did it first, and it just inspired me. I'm like, okay, it can't be that hard. And I was like, I'm just do it one at a time. So I went to my sister first, and she kept it a secret for like 2-3 months. Mm-hmm. And then we all sat down in the living room one day, talked about it. Everybody's just like,
wow.
I'm just like, I'm thinking it's like some big thing. Everybody's just like,
we know.
We all did a group hug, and that was it. Like, it wasn't even a full thing in that moment. Everybody just knew. Mm-hmm. But hearing stuff like that, situations that my friends were going through, I would go to my mom about it because I wouldn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And she was just always trying to be open to them too, inviting them over, like telling them they can come over. My sister would do their hair, like anything like that, just.
Wow. And it's so funny because I think it's always the elephant in the room, right? Everybody be like, I ain't new. And everybody be knowing, but I think for a lot of guys, like, especially I know closer to my age, we work so hard to try and hide from people what they already know. We work so hard to try and keep from people what they already know. So, to y'all points, like, they already knew and they already know. And it's interesting because, like, that wasn't even a thought for me when I was a teenager, like, to open my mouth and say anything, you know what I'm saying? So, I literally didn't get to this point until I was, like, 30 years old. So, just imagine, I lived my entire, like, 20s. Teenage years, like silence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so it was a lot. So it's interesting to hear y'all say that. But when, and so to back up a little bit more, when y'all realized that it was wrong or it was not right, well, how old were y'all when y'all realized that it wasn't right?
It was twice for me, because at one point I want to say I was young in elementary because I was attracted to my guy best friend.
Okay.
But I was attracted to the girl in class. Her name was Marish. She's so pretty.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God, I want her to be my girlfriend. And so, but then I was like, wait, I'm not supposed to like guys. Because just because what I've heard.
Right, you know, right. Like, so what I heard. Nobody really said it,
but
this is what I heard, right?
And then the second instance was when I was in middle school. And I had known that I liked guys, but the older, like the high schoolers at the school would ask me, it was like, we heard you're like gay, bisexual, what are you? And it was like constant. And so then I was like, okay, wait a minute. Maybe it is a bad thing.
Okay.
That I like guys.
Okay.
So I think those would be my two instances that I've ever thought that.
Wow, what about you, Andre?
The only thing I can think of is church.
Man. Oh yeah. Yeah, that's true. Since I'm traumatized, push that
back. And like when I was younger. I'm not sure what grade that was, but I just remember. I don't know, we might have to edit this part out.
Yeah. You know what I mind just saying?
I was about to.
You know
what I mean? Yeah, you're so.
I want to edit this, but no comment, but just say this kind of, you know, such and such. Yeah. You know.
I mean, well, not a name of a person.
Oh, yeah, okay, well, that's fine. Yeah, you can talk. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, you can. The church we met at.
So,
yeah.
We just got real heavy at that church for a few years.
Yes.
Like, heavy.
Yes.
Like, I was already going to school at the church.
Yeah, I know, right? You good.
And I remember telling my mom, I come up here every day a week, like, Bible study.
Yeah.
Sundays and just so much. Anything, like, even if it's rehearsals and I'm up there with people, just being in that for so long and not missing the service and the way they used to, and the way stuff was happened and talked about in there, I think that was the first time I realized, like, oh, it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And I'm gonna tell you something, when we were at that ministry, like, when I first recognized you, it stuck out to me like a sore thumb because I saw myself in you. I saw myself, like how I saw you, you know, you be with the girls all the time, you know, and
that's how it is.
Would be me in school, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, I saw myself in you, and I always wanted to protect you. I always wanted to protect you. Anytime anybody would maybe think they're going to mention to say something about you, I would always, you know, be like, I'm not going. Like, I'm not going to let you say, even if it was the kids, because I can remember that. And so, yeah, that was a time. That was that. We could probably write a book on that right there. But it's interesting, though. You know, y'all said the C word, the church. You said church. And this is not even one of the questions, but how do you, like, reconcile your love for God and church? Like, do you kind of merge them both together? Do you kind of have, I love God, I believe in God, and I don't want to go too deep, heavy off into this, but.
So, I think we should just cut out this part out. My answer is going to take completely off from what this is talking about. I'm just saying all this because I know it can be ignorant.
Okay.
I personally feel like those years I went through, like not missing a service and stuff, it kind of
drifted into that.
So I don't really get into any religion. Like I don't,
gotcha.
I'm steered,
gotcha.
And I don't care to. And I just
gotcha. I got
so
you.
I got me you. Even answering that.
I got and you don't have.
But that's real.
That's real because like the experience of it all can traumatize you so. It can traumatize it, and not the thought of the experience of church, but the idea of me being in this space and it's not safe for me. I can't be, you know what I'm saying? So I got to come, I got to act, and I got to put on just so I can kind of fit in and acclimate. But you know, so I feel you. I'm not knocking your story at all. At all. What about you, Jeff?
I will say at one point, when I was super low mentally, I didn't necessarily, but I believed, but I didn't believe. Mm-hmm. So it was like a lack of faith.
Okay.
Real bad, because yeah. I was like, if I'm granted this hardship, then I must not be worthy of God's grace. And so I think this is a whole different side, but I think when I with the last time I attempted suicide, when I got robbed instead, even though it's a horrible thing to get robbed at gunpoint. You remember that?
I remember that.
It's a horrible thing to get robbed at gunpoint. Like, y'all be safe in these streets. I was so low, and I'm shaking because I feel so sad for my younger self because Jesus. But when I got robbed instead and my life was spared because they had a gun and they shot at me but they missed, I was like, oh, okay. Okay, I'm here for a reason, and I need to believe that, you know?
Wow.
And so ever since after that, I've just told myself that there is a God, whether he's male, female, whatever you want to call him, there's something out there, and you are protected, whatever you believe in, whether it's universe, God himself, herself, nature,
yeah,
Mother Earth, anything like that, there's something otherworldly that's protecting you and that is on your side. And then there's the enemy that will,
yeah,
you know,
wow,
put his hands and stuff. But
yeah. Wow, that's you just said
like I just
no, you said a whole heap of mouthfuls because and I know that because of our lived experience,
mm-hmm,
you can really feel like this is a fucking hardship.
It's a hardship.
It's a hardship. Yes. And it's like, damn, God.
Like, what
did I do? To have to go through this.
Yeah.
And to cap it all off,
ain't got nobody to talk to about this in my family because shit, nobody wanna talk about it. Because if I tell them I'm this, then they finna cast me down and throw, you know what I'm saying? So
it's like, it's a lot with that. So it's interesting you said that. I'm glad you said that, Jer. And were there ever moments, and this is good, this is great. You know, good.
It's interesting to see both sides. Like,
right,
it's interesting
to
see an introvert and an extrovert, because I've always been out there, but my younger brother is a lot like you.
Yeah.
And so when you speak, I'm reminded of him, and it's crazy because I think y'all are the same age, I believe. Or you may be a little bit older than him. But either way, it's interesting to see your mindset because it's a lot like his mindset. But y'all are both great people. And that makes me very happy because... it just makes me very happy because, like, the youth nowadays, like, it's just... Jesus Christ, but
we're not close to that age.
We are, but
so he's 26.
But,
he's 22,
I'm 26, but, and you're 22. Yeah. There's a little. There's not a gap, but there is a little.
About 4 years.
There's a 4 year difference. Yeah. And, like, it's just.
Yeah.
I'm showing my age, but it's just, you talk to other people that are in the community that are your age, and it's like very snooty, snobby, like, why are you talking to me? I don't need to tell you my story. Like, it's F you, F the world. Like, it's that mindset. But seeing your mindset is a lot different than that, and it makes me happy because the younger community is in great hands, if that makes sense. Like, being in this space.
Some people, yeah.
Yeah, being in this space, like, I think we need more people your age in these type of spaces, so that way they feel more secure in being who they are without having to do extreme sadity type things to, you know, get that rise out. Like, we need more community to make us feel.
So is it like, I'm asking both of y'all this, but is it like, cause like, I know like a lot of the younger, if you will, queer men, it's always like, oh, you throwing shade, oh, you don't
talk to me. Like,
is it that? Is it still that?
I mean, I don't
know.
We went to D.C. to a gay bar, super nice. I can't remember the name of it, but it's in D.C. And we were just in there and not dragging anybody. Like, I'm not that type of person. I'm always here for a good time. I make friends with everybody. That's just who I am.
Yeah.
It was just the continuous... Yeah. And I'm like,
what?
Y'all don't have to be like that.
Right.
We're all part of the same thing. Can we, like, have a kiki? Can we joke? Like, nobody's trying to come for you. Nobody's trying to outdress the next person. Yeah. Like, it's not competition.
Yeah.
We're just here to have fun.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. I love it.
My answer for that is going to be a little different. Okay. I don't really talk to a lot of people, so I don't deal with it firsthand, but... I get what he's saying because I get on Twitter.
Yes.
And I see a lot of younger gays competing.
Mm-hmm.
I got this song, this brand. I'm muted. Like, I don't like
this. No, that's gay. Hey,
like, anytime I see anything that's like, I just mute. I don't even want to see this person pop back up. So, I haven't experienced that firsthand. Mm-hmm. But I see it a lot on social media.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. That's funny, but it's crazy. Has there ever been a moment or a time where your boldness clashed with, like, the outside world? Like, it was a clash. You were like, damn, I feel like I'm doing too much, or I feel like I'm a little too loud with who I am.
The only time I could really say that happened with me was when I first came out. When I seen how accepting it was with everybody in the family, I was like, I feel like all the queerness that had been locked up.
Man, I'm good.
So I remember having like a little era where like, because when I was younger, I would always sneak on the girl dress-up game.
Yes!
And,
yes!
Like, just dress up my name, change the hair,
yeah.
Like,
okay.
Just
play the
female character. Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
When I finally came out, and it was so accepting, I was like, it was my turn.
Yeah.
But I would get on social media, I would see people doing it, I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
So I did it for a little, like a little, like a year maybe, I played and stuff, and every time I would do it, I just wouldn't do it down here because
it's a whole different vibe. Yeah.
Like it's down, the Bible Belt. Listen, yes, it's the Bible Belt. Like,
down here,
yeah,
funny.
Like
we do nothing down here though. So
we gonna burn you up.
Yeah,
for real, like, so, yeah.
So every time I would do that, it kind of it was like I realized that I would only do it going somewhere else. It was just like. And there wasn't nothing I could do about it, but do what I was doing.
Wow.
So,
wow.
I just.
But I mean, go ahead, Jeff.
What was the question?
The question was, did you ever, like, your boldness?
Oh, yes.
Did it ever clash with, like, dang, I'm not supposed to be doing this?
I feel like all of my experiences are when I was in school.
Okay.
Because I had a great group of friends at all the schools that I went to. Like, I was always friends with the girls, always friends with the baddies. It's like that. Yeah. Like, I gotta be friends with the five girls. I'm sorry, but
yeah,
it's just,
I
can't stop attracting the fine women, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. But in school, it was always at the back of my mind, oh, let me make sure I'm not holding my hand like this, or people say I switch. I have scoliosis. I have no, I can't walk straight up. Like, my back is broke. Okay.
I didn't know that.
My back is broke. I'm Shamar, like, broke. Like, I can't sit up straight. Like, I can't. Look, I can't control these things. So, like, I will say when I moved back out to Whitehaven, like, pre-COVID and COVID era, I was more trade masculine.
Okay.
Selling side because
look,
I'm wearing like the J's, you know, the short. Like I'm not wearing nothing. Look, like, I'm giving.
Yeah.
Like
practice. Yeah. My knee boys, like
I'm getting it together because I'm just trying to make sure that I'm safe.
Uh-huh,
you know.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, past that, I'm just kind of just grown into myself. Like I can give trade. I can give film. I can be who I want to be today, be somebody else tomorrow. Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter. And so I feel like when I was younger in school and pre-COVID, post-COVID, staying in Whitehaven kind of just, I guess, molded me in a way to be who I wanted to be, who I am today.
Yeah.
And so I think my boldness, that one time in school when they were asking me, you know, what I was, it was like the switch, like, okay, like, at this point, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, because y'all gonna ask me to the day I die, like,
yeah.
I don't care, so I'm just gonna be who I wanna be, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and.
No, go ahead.
I got you. But you can just sit it out right there. And I think that
if you want to nap that,
I mean, I really don't want to put it like that.
Yeah,
that's fine. I'm good. You're good. You stay. This conversation is so interesting because, like, it's very, very raw. Mm-hmm. And for people who's watching, if you are not familiar with this community, if you're not familiar with what this is, I know you're here because you follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're here because you want to know what I have to say. And this is a straight up lesson. Like, this is at the root of why Ray Bridging Humans exist. Because I feel like it's parts of our community we don't give thought to, and this is one part. We don't give, people don't give much thought to, you know, and to your point you made earlier, like, this conversation we're having, like, it needs to be more spaces like this around here. Like, you find spaces like this in DC, maybe Atlanta, down in Houston, but you don't find a lot of spaces like this around here. And so I know and I understand that what I'm doing around here is new. And it's so funny, y'all. And a long time ago, I had to get over, you know, people not giving my content anyway. But it's so funny. Every time I post something about gay, every time I post something about the queer world, it'll be crickets. I know, and people see it, but it'd be crickets. It'd be so funny. It'd be funny, but it's not funny because I think our community as a whole, it shows how our community avoid this topic.
Yeah.
They hide from this topic and they never want to face this topic. You know, everybody have their biases on how they feel about it, and this is what the Bible said, this is what this saying, this is what a God made. But they don't take the time to try and understand any further than what they do. They don't take the time to try to treat people better. And even with me being, I want to kind of shift gears a little bit, with me being who I am and both of y'all lives, can y'all speak to, for the men that's watching, how important it is to y'all to have somebody older that you can see doing life that's down the line? Like, how important that is to you? Or is it even important at all?
I'll say for me, it gives me a lot of hope that I'll be okay in the future.
Because I have a dad, but my dad isn't as present in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, my dad doesn't have conversations like these, like you have with me. And so, that's not to knock him.
Right.
But it's also going to say it's wonderful to have somebody older than me in the same community as me, that sees me, that understands me, that hears what I'm saying, that doesn't make me feel like an outcast or make me feel like I'm different, that I can actually relate to, that can give me tips on how to grow. I think that's the most amazing feeling, because who am I to navigate life without somebody to give me tips along the way? It's just like a game. Yeah. You can't play a game and not know how to play the game beforehand. They're going to give you tips throughout you playing that game. You get what I'm saying? And so for you to be my uncle, to be our uncle, he's saying like this, okay? Like, I'm not even trying to be like that at all. But for you to be our uncle and somebody in our lives that has experience and knowledge and feet in the game, like, it's the most amazing thing, because I know now I can't go wrong when I can just come to you for stuff. You can tell me and help navigate me through certain parts of my life. I think it's an amazing thing.
I think it's good, because with one thing I notice with having, like, people around me that's older, they can always teach me something.
Yes,
Like, I have a friend, he's really not too much older than me. I really think he's, like, 26. But, like, he's told me some experiences he's went through before I got to him. Then when it happened to me, I'm like, wait, he told me that. We'll talk about it. Because it's certain conversations, it's certain things you just, I feel like it would be easier to talk to a gay man about. LGBT community, especially if they're older.
Wow, that's amazing. And it is so important. And I think because of a lot of the trauma that a lot of the older ones have gone through, we'll forget that we like it's some coming behind us. You know what I'm saying?
It's going through
some of the same things that we have gone through. Mm-hmm. And I think those rites of passage, if you will, is really kind of lost around here. And we need more of it because it's so important. That's why, like, even when every time I see you, AJ, and even you today, conversation we had, Jared, like, what y'all doing? What's up? Who you talking to? How y'all doing? Like, I want to know because, like, that stuff is important because I know how it can be. Mm-hmm. And I know what it's like to be going through some shit and not have nobody. Mm-hmm. Not have nobody to talk to. I can remember it was a time I had to move out and I got my own place again. I remember signing the lease for that apartment and I was sitting in the middle of the floor in that apartment. I cried so hard and all I could think about was I wish I had my dad in this. That's all I could think about. I wish I had my dad in this moment to talk to, and I didn't have that. I didn't even have shit, nobody older that I could talk to. It was just I had to dug that thing out. Mm-hmm. And I had to get up out that floor, go get my stuff, move it in that apartment, mm-hmm. and go to work and act like everything was okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And go to church and like everything was okay. You know, and that's just the life that I grew up in. And even for the people who could be watching this and the people that see this and you're not all the way comfortable with this, would you rather this honesty? Because this is what it is. This is what it is. It's what it's always been. But somebody like me who's been trained in dishonesty, how to put on, how to put my mask on perfectly and act as if it's not what it is, like, would you rather that? Would you rather dishonesty? I'm just happy. I'm happy y'all here. I'm really, really, really happy. I'm really happy y'all here. What would y'all like to live if y'all lived anywhere else outside of the Bible Belt? Where would y'all go?
I have a couple. Mine is kind of long. Like, okay. I would like to live in D.C., L.A., and I would like to live overseas. Maybe, like, I don't know why, but I love, like, London. Like the British people, like I love them so much. I like their TV shows. Oh, their TV shows are so good. Chewing gum, watch that. It's so good. I would even like to go stay in Japan at some point. Just because I like anime and their culture and their food. Okay. Like their stuff is so good.
Yeah.
I don't know where else I would go to stay. I think those would be mine.
But DC is like number one for me.
DC is like my number one too, because DC is fucking.
About you, AJ.
In no order, Dallas.
Oh, I've never been to Dallas.
I really want to say Houston, but
okay. We talking about Houston. You gotta give it another shot.
Anybody that hasn't been to Houston, I feel like it's just Memphis expanded.
Yeah. Really?
I love
it. It's not what
I told him, like, hey Joe, you got to like give Houston another shot. Houston is everything.
I'm gonna go back, but from my one trip, I thought that's where I was going.
What about
Houston. Like, I had my mind set on Houston, but after I recently went, I'm like, okay. Because every time I go to Dallas, I had too much fun. I mean, we ran into each other.
It was New Year's. New Year's Day or New Year's Eve. But that night, like, I was like, oh my God, they're going
What's up, Andrew? I didn't even see him at first. I'm drinking and stuff.
That was so funny. I'm like, there go my baby right there. There you go. Come here. It was so funny. Yeah.
But I think it's between Dallas and Houston right now because I want to stay down south. I love being in the south. I like Texas.
I love Texas too.
It's going to be between them two.
Okay. I can honestly say, you know, me being a barber all this time, like, if I was not a barber, I'd probably be living somewhere else right now. But because I'm doing what I do, I have to like plant myself somewhere. So it'll all be me starting over, you know. But this is one reason why I'm kind of building my coaching career. I'm building this podcasting thing because I really want to expand outside of Memphis. I always love Memphis, but we all know Memphis. We know what this is. And this will always be home to our families, but it can be a lot. Mm-hmm. It can be a whole lot. It is a whole lot. Just even kind of zooming out for a second, doing this episode, man, bruh, like, this is like a bold step. This is a bold step for me, let alone y'all. Like, this is a bold step because, it's about this. And y'all mamas, I want to say, listen, y'all mamas got on here and they did their thing. AJ, and I could, both of y'all, listen to both of you, like hearing what y'all, your response to a lot of the questions, like I can hear what y'all mama said. I was like, okay, yeah, this is why, this is why, man. But even to, and even you, AJ, you know, and your mama, she was transparent. She spoke to, like, you know, she had struggles in the beginning trying to understand. But she said, you know, I had to grow. She said, Raymond, I'm still growing. I'm still growing in this thing. And I appreciate that, her honesty for that, you know. And looking back on when she linked us, man, I was so happy. And I was so glad to be, because I know a lot of times, unfortunately, and I'm gonna mention something, unfortunately, in this world, you know, it's always an accusation of like child molestation, you know what I'm saying? And so me being in my shoes, I've always been like mindful, like I don't want nobody to think that, right. You know what I'm saying? And so unfortunately, like if y'all ever, you know, well, I ain't gonna say if y'all ever, as y'all grow up and as y'all look to reach back, like do it with a genuine heart, do it with a genuine mind, like me. But I can honestly say that has been a thing for even my friends who want to reach back and give back to the community. That, like, I don't want nobody to think I want their child. I want to do it, and that's so fucking unfair that we have to think about that, that we have to even process that. But you know, I would say to you, do not stop being who you are to reach and to help and to do, because that's who I am at the heart of me. You know what I'm saying? I work with people, young men, little boys, every day, and I want to see them grow. I want to see them be all who they are and protect them. Mm-hmm. And so, just happy for this episode. We got through it, y'all. we really got through it. And before we go, if y'all could leave anything to anybody that y'all would want to speak to that you feel like is not unapologetic or is not forthcoming about who they are, you can speak to it any kind of way, what would you say to that brother or sister?
I would say to my brothers and sisters out there, to if you're not comfortable being out in the outside world, find you people that love you on the inside, so that way you feel comfortable on the outside. I feel like if you have your own group or community or anybody that supports you and love you, they never gonna make you feel any type of way about how you live your life.
Wow.
Me too. But I can't agree with that, because I know in school, I kind of came up with a LGBT group.
Yeah,
like, really?
I had a stud friend. I had two gay best friends.
Okay,
like,
okay.
We were the group. Like, it was a little bisexual girl, too. We were the group.
How you build community.
We came out together and everything. Like, it's... So...
Wow.
He took it.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
You really nailed it. Like,
But hold on, but that's so cool because y'all did it together though. Like,
that's the cool thing. I was shouting
One, like, I think we just, when the first person jumped off the fence, everybody was like, okay,
man, let's do it.
So did y'all all talk about it when y'all was doing it? Or?
It kind of just, like, once that first person did it, I think I was third, and it just kept going.
Wow.
Until we all did it.
Wow. even the boldness of y'all even being willing to do it, like, damn, like, that was dope. That was dope. I think that was cool as hell.
That's unmatched strength. Right. Like, what?
Right. What? Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I'll speak to this too. You know, I don't know how many of these kind of people are watching, but people always talk about, you know, they want something to blame. So they will say, oh, his daddy went in his life. Mm-hmm. His daddy went in his life. His daddy went vocal. But I want to tell y'all, and I say this loud and vocally, I have been exposed to rape culture all of my life. Like, I've been around, and when I said that, I've seen P and T all my life. That's what I've been around. I've been around from church to school. Like, I've been around the community, and I've seen graphically. I won't speak to anybody, get anybody in trouble today, but I've been around that. So I've been around more of that, and I've been exposed to more of that than I have on this side. And so, like, I know everybody else gonna have something to blame. Like, oh, he ain't had this. No, I've had men in my life forever. I got uncles, granddaddy, rest his soul. People that pastors, preachers, and like, I look up to these men. I look up to them, and I appreciate them being in my life. But this is who I am, you know, unapologetically. And thank y'all so much. Words cannot express how happy I am for this episode, how grateful I am that y'all were able to come and get together and do this episode. So please, if you have not, like, share, subscribe to Ray Bridging Humans. Ray Bridging Humans is a place where the people get to hear you and the world get to see it. Love y'all. Peace.